Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now remember, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord that searcheth all the inward parts of the belly. And remember this, that when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Amplified said, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prayeth. And when I'd be praying that way, that's when on the inside of me, this thing would rise up. I'd get such a burden for that other church that I'd left back there over a year ago, 2 years now. Until I'd just jump up out of the floor where I was in prayer and run out of the room trying to get away from it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You see, I hadn't been too long. I was born and raised Southern Baptist and started preaching Southern Baptist. Got the baptism of the Holy Ghost as a Baptist pastor in 1937 and 19 after receiving the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists. In 1939, June of 39, I accepted the pastor of this little full gospel church. Now in March of 1941, you see, a couple of years later, this church wanted to consider me. And I'd been around these full gospel people long enough now until a lot of their misconceptions had rubbed off on me. Don't misunderstand me, a lot of good things got off on me too. Praise the Lord. But this one was bad. I kept hearing them. I didn't hear that so much among the Baptists, but I kept hearing them talking about putting out a fleece. So I put out a fleece. See, I knew better. It saved me a lot of trouble praying. Saved you a lot of trouble getting alone, waiting on God. Maybe fasting. Just put out a fleece. Now, Lord, if you want me to do that, well, you do this. Or, Lord, shut that door and open this door. But some of those doors the devil might shut and the devil might open because they're on his territory. That'd be sort of like praying, now, Lord, if you want me to go to Kansas City next week and preach, why, you open Brother Hagin's front door. Well, no, I might open that myself. I live over there. Anything that you might call on to be done in this world, Satan's the god of this world, the Bible said. So I said, Lord, I'm going to put out a fleece. And see, now I just turned over to you, and I didn't realize that I didn't turn it over to the Lord. If they elect me 100%, that's my fleece. You see, if I get elected 100%, I'm going to accept that as the will of God, and I'll take that church. I got every vote. They miss God, I miss God. They got fleeced and I got fleeced. And I learned not to mess with these fleeces. Amen. So I said, I'll tell you the truth about it. See, I got out of the will of God. I got out of the perfect will of God. God just let me do it if I wanted to. But see, I thought all the time, you see, because this is my fleece. My fleece said do it, you see. I'll tell you, I got down there and got moved into parsonage, and a lot of things was more comfortable from the natural standpoint than what we'd had before. We got more money than we got before. Had a better parsonage to live in than we had before. Was driving a better automobile than we had lived before. But I'll tell you the truth about it. I'd study and pray and get me a message, and oh man, I'm just all on fire. And the minute I'd step inside the church door, it's like somebody poured a bucket of cold water on me. I lost it all. I'll tell you, in 14 months' time, I didn't preach a decent sermon. It's a good thing that I had a background of learning to preach from notes, and I had them right there in front of me. No inspiration. My wife was reluctant to say anything. She finally did say, honey, you've got to where you can make a pretty good talk. That's all I was doing, just making talks. I wasn't a preacher. And when that year was up, or 14 months, I'd accepted 14 months, I left. I left there. I didn't wait for some signal to leave. I left. Now, later on, in pastoring, I always wanted to go back there and preach because I wanted them people to know I couldn't preach. Because they never heard me. They heard me give a talk. Man, you'd think it was a fella just started to ream a couple of months before. (Laughter) Well, I went back there to preach. You see, later, hell revival. Man, just preached up a storm. Those people's just mouth fell open, you know. Now, we didn't know you could preach like that. I said, oh, yeah, I preached like that before I got here. I preached like that after I left here. Well, you didn't preach like that here. I said, no, we was all out of the will of God, me, you, and all of us. I was here out of the will of God. You elected me out of the will of God. Well, I'll learn about that fleece business. I mean, one time ought to cure a fella. But some folks, bless their hearts, still not cured. They're still putting out fleeces. None of them have worked for them, really. I got fleeced. Church got fleeced. And you know, I never did miss it anymore. Never. Any church I pastored, I never missed it. Never missed it. And I didn't put out any fleece either. I knew what I did. I prayed and waited on God and talked to God long enough till I knew right in here. I just knew it. I could tell you how I know it. Maybe an inward witness. Mainly, that's what it was. Well, now here's what I started to tell you. We left that church. And I had a family. I took another church just temporarily, actually, to fill in. I was asked by leaders of this denomination to just take this church. And so I did. Well, I would be in my study praying, and I was there a year, actually. But I was in my study praying, and I'd get a burden for this church where I left, you know, with that fleece and went to the other one, to go back to it. Because, see, I really hadn't done, I hadn't finished what God wanted me to do there. Well, I didn't want to go back there. And I'd try to get away from that. I couldn't explain it to you. I'd be a praying about my Sunday service. I wasn't a praying about that church. Wasn't even thinking about it. I'm praying about my services, my Sunday service, my sermon to preach Sunday here. And in my study, many times I do much of my praying with my spirit as well as my understanding, praying in tongues. And that was it when I'd get to praying in tongues. Because remember, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord that searcheth all the inward parts of the belly. And remember this, that when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Amplified said, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prayeth. And when I'd be praying that way, that's when on the inside of me, this thing would rise up. I'd get such a burden for that other church that I'd left back there over a year ago, 2 years now. Until I'd just jump up out of the floor where I was in prayer and run out of the room trying to get away from it. One day, I remember I came to myself out in the street beside the church. And I said to myself, how did I get out here? I don't remember getting out here. To get out of my church study, I had to run out of the church study across the auditorium and out a side door to get out there. And I don't remember doing that. I was under such a burden for that church, I was trying to get away from it. See? God didn't want to go back there to pastor. Then finally, after about 30 days of that thing that way, I said, now, Lord, are you talking to me? Are you trying to give me guidance? Are you talking to me about going back there? I said, I'll tell you what. You talk to my wife. You know, she can listen too. You preachers sometimes make a mistake. Think, well, I'm the preacher. God called me. My wife's not called to be a minister. But remember, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And they've got the Spirit too. Don't think you're the only one that's got the Spirit. That's when you get lifted up in spiritual pride. And pride goeth before destruction. Yeah, I've got the Spirit. I said, Lord, you talk to my wife. And so I said to my wife then one morning as we was washing dishes. Usually I'd wash them, she'd dry them. I'd rather wash them than dry them. And I said, honey, if the Lord says anything to you, you let me know. I didn't tell her anything, give her any inclination. Well, I waited another 30 days. See, you don't have to get in too big a hurry about some things, and that's another place where people miss it, getting in a hurry on some of these things. There's a text in the Old Testament that said that he that believeth shall not make haste. Faith don't get in a hurry. The devil will keep getting you to hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, move, hurry, 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 hurry. He'll move you out of faith, move you into doubt, move you into unbelief, and get you away from the leading of God. He that believeth, the Bible said, it's in Isaiah, you can look it up. He that believeth shall not make haste. H-A-S-T-E, haste. Amen. And so, I waited another 30 days, and I said one morning, we were washing the dishes, and I said to my wife, and she's drying them, I said, has the Lord been talking to you? Well, she said, if he has, I don't know it. I said, has he said anything to you? She said, well, if he has, I don't know it. I'm talking about being led by that inward witness. Sometimes it's there and folks don't know it. And so, I thought maybe I'd get a little bit more pointed and bring her out. I said, has the Lord said anything to you about going back? And I call this town, you see, this city where this church we live, going back there, you know, call the name of it. Oh, she said, I thought that was just me. I said, what do you mean, thought that was just you? Well, something's come here. I mean, you know, maybe that's just me, you know. Well, now, let's stop and analyze that when you said me. If you mean when you say me, that's just the flesh, then that wouldn't be right. But if that's the real me, the real you, the man on the inside, the spirit is the candle of the Lord, then that's not just you. That's the Lord lighting the candle. Are you listening? I thought that was just me. I said, now I want to ask you a question. Then we'll be able to ascertain whether it's you. I knew what she meant when she said just me. She's talking naturally me, the flesh or the natural mind. I said, let me ask you this question, because I knew she felt like I did. So let me ask you this question now. From the natural, from the physical, from the mental, naturally speaking, do you want to go back there?
Oh, Lord, no.
Well, I said, that couldn't be you then, could it? See, a better way to say the flesh, the natural man, the outward, that couldn't be.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible
Church. Go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God Series, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase Volume 2 of the series. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.